Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of Catholics ask me about national holidays, and of course, the biggest one coming up, the 4th of July. How does a Catholic respond to that, or what's our attitude? I think it's a mixed response. I have a lot of very positive patriotic feelings about the 4th of July, and they're confirmed by our own religious tradition. I like the fact that our country was founded by these, you know, rebels who were rebelling against a tyranny. And in the wake of that, they set up a government that was marked at every in every detail by checks and balances. They were very wary of tyranny. They knew that people tend to go bad, and so the government is checked and hemmed in and balanced. I like that. It's very much in line with the Bible. Go back to 1 Samuel chapter 8, when the people ask for a king, and Samuel tells them in no uncertain terms, here's what kings do. Kings are going to abuse you, kings are going to take advantage of you, etc. And Israel is so honest in its history about how kings go bad. I think our founding fathers took in some of that biblical sensibility, and I like the fact that we have this limited government, and a government that's checked, lest it become tyrannical. I think that's wonderful. Here's where I draw back a bit. You know, every culture and every political establishment tends toward dominance. It tends to want to dominate the whole society. There's always the danger of idolatry, to use biblical language. In our culture, I think it's the idolatry of freedom. Independence Day, it's Freedom Day. Well, okay, there's a good biblical sense of freedom, which I've talked about before, but often in our culture, freedom means self-determination. It means I set the agenda for my life, I do it on my terms, I am the criterion of good and evil, I'm the criterion of value, and don't you get in my way. And then often we establish the military culture, the political culture, to protect those freedoms. Well, from a biblical standpoint, that's much more ambiguous. As I suggested, the original sin is defined as a grasping at the prerogative of good and evil, that I become the criterion of right and wrong. In the Bible, it's always a surrender to God. It's a willingness to let God direct my life. I do worry about our culture, like a lot of Western modern cultures that are in danger of idolizing freedom. So I think on Independence Day, we biblical people should be a bit wary of that. So I guess I would conclude, how about two cheers for Independence Day?